Well, there you have it. It's Tom York from Radiohead and producer Mark Pritchard. Oh, hey there, Jason Friday.
Hey there, and in case you weren't aware, that was The Men Who Dance in Stags' Heads.
Track number 11 off the brand new record, which is called Tall Tales. It came out on Friday. Tom York keeps focusing on other things other than Radiohead. I'm getting scared. He's going to PJ Harvey us and just do like performance art a lot.
Yeah, no, please.
Get back to Radiohead. I feel like he gets mad that everybody wants him to get back to Radiohead, so maybe we should stop saying it. Mum's the word, and then a Radiohead tour will suddenly appear.
Yes.
Okay, Julie Slater here.
Jason Friday.
Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour for Friday on a Friday.
Yeah.
We were gone last week. We went to New York City. We're going to have to talk about, we did a pizza crawl. We'll have to discuss a little bit later in the program. We tested out, just for you, so that we can help you in the future. We tested out what the best slice of pizza in Manhattan is.
Yep.
We went to Philadelphia, Philly. It's a Philly thing. We went to this public radio conference called Noncom, and it's where all of these public radio programmers, label people, promotion people get together, and a ton of bands play. Like 25 or 30 artists play during this 4-day event. So we're gonna get into some of them. One of the bands, let's talk about one of the bands. We actually accidentally caught their sound check. We thought they were playing, and it was funny because they were playing, and then they're like, "Oh wait, stop, hold on." And they would do, and I'm like, "Is this what they do at shows?" And then someone goes, "This is a sound check."
Right? Yeah, they're not playing till 10, and we're, oh gosh, okay, sorry.
So the band is called Wishy. Where are they from?
They're from Indianapolis, Indiana. Kevin Crowder and Nina Pitchkites. They are so cool, by the way.
Is that how you say their names? There's more people in the band. Oh, it's formed by those two
people?
That's
what I'm saying. They're the two front people.
The one guy had, like, cool pink hair.
Yeah, and she kind of had rad colors in there, too.
They have, like, a cool 90s vibe.
Total 90s vibe. Very melodic. Retro. Yeah, nostalgic. It was very fun.
Let's get into Wishy. This is a new song. It's called Fly. And it's Friday on a Friday. When does music sound better, Jason Friday?
On a Friday.
It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
I don't need to know the taste of not being Just about the front door like a ghost into a fog where no one notices the contrast of white on white. And in between the moon and you, angels get a better view of the crumbling difference between wrong and right. Well, I walk in the air between the rain, through myself and back again, where I don't know. Maria says she's dying. Through the door I hear her crying. Why, I don't know. Round here we always stand up straight. Round here something radiates. Maria came from Nashville with a suitcase in her hand. She says she'd like to meet a boy who looks like Elvis. And she walks along the edge of where the ocean meets the land, just like she's walking on a wire in a circus. Parks her car outside of my house and takes her clothes off. Says she's close to understanding Jesus, and she knows she's more than just a little misunderstood. She has trouble acting normal when she's nervous. Around here we're carving out our names. Around
Crows. round here. They just came out with a new record on Friday. A lot of albums came out last week.
Oh, yeah.
We were in Philly, and Counting Crows performed at this conference that we were at, and I was asked to introduce Adam Duritz, which, you guys, when you go back to, when something happens in your adult life, and you go back to your younger self, like August and Everything After from Counting Crows is still one of my all-time favorite records. I always say it's my Desert Island disc.
Right.
But when you go back and think, oh my gosh, my younger self would just absolutely freak out right now, knowing that I'm going on stage introducing Counting Crows. I saw Adam Duritz backstage, but I didn't want to bother him. He was definitely in like pre-stage moments.
Right.
But the funniest thing is I was told, so sometimes you introduce a band and you're not allowed to directly introduce them. It's some weird thing with people. So they're like, so you have to say they're coming up soon. And I was like, okay, sounds good. And so then I'm like, I go, can I just riff up there? So I'm just chit-chatting, talking way too much. And then I'm like, coming up in a few minutes, Counting Crows. And I go running across the stage like I like to do, just to like, because it's I have time. And I run one way and I turn it back and the band's coming out. And I'm like, what? I would never have done that. I would never have taken up extra time knowing the band was coming out.
Yeah, it was so funny because I'm like, oh, wait, they're coming up. They're literally on already. Okay, here we go.
But I guess it was broadcast live, so it didn't make sense that they weren't coming
right
out. Whatever. It was very
fine.
Funny. And they put out a really fun show. They did sing Round Here.
They did. They sang many cool hits. Colorblind. That's a good one.
What's the December song?
Yeah,
Long December.
Long December.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of My December, Linkin Park.
Okay, so we were in New York. We did a pizza tour. We went to four stops.
Yep.
And we decided to, we even had, my niece Brianna had a little sheet that we could fill out of like, what's the best crust, what's the best sauce, toppings, etc. Let's name the places we went to. Le Industry.
Yep.
What was the next
Joe's?
Stop? Joe's, which is always an all-time OG
always
favorite.
Good.
By the way, Joe's here in LA is not any part of Joe's in New York.
That is correct.
Then we went to
Sarah's.
That's a brand new spot that we hadn't heard of.
Yep.
Thanks to our neighbor, Zach and Emma.
Thank you, guys.
They told us about it. And then also
Scars.
Yep. Okay, overall review, best pizza spot.
I mean, I think Le Industry, but
Le Industry was the taste of the pizza, but also the experience.
Yes.
Everyone there was really cool. When there was a long line, and they're like, hey, do you guys need a beer or something? Which we always enjoy.
Of course.
Joe's had the best sauce.
Yes.
There's like a sweetness to a tomato sauce that I love.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the toppings at Scars.
Yeah, they were good. Yep.
But even the crust at that Saris.
At Saris, yeah.
By the way, they were all delicious.
They were all delicious. It was also cool, too, because this was like, these were in the areas that we never hang out in.
Like, we haven't been into the West Side, the Village, very often.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time because we have friends that live on the Upper West Side.
Right.
And we go to the East Village sometimes.
Yeah.
We also did go to Brooklyn on another day.
True.
Do you remember the name of that spot?
Carmine's.
That was good, but I was a little pizzaed out. And
as one gets.
Yeah. And I would say when you looked at the pizza, it didn't look that good, but when they heated it up, it looked delicious. That was kind of a mind thing.
It also had a very similar like Prince Street pizza style, so it was tasty. It was good.
Yeah, it was nice. So while we were in Philly at the show, remember a year ago, that's when I discovered the Philly band Snack Time.
Yes.
But the leader of Snack Time was actually in the audience, so we got to hang with him and his girlfriend. He even gave us a ride, which was pretty funny. He's like, come on, let me just give you guys a ride. Let's do this.
The kindest individuals ever. They were just so sweet. So, so kind. And he comes up to me, he's like, she's the best, you know that. And I'm like, yes, I do.
His name is Sam. He plays the trombone, right? That's the big...
The tuba?
The tuba.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays the tuba in the band, but he's like the leader of the band. He claims they're going to be coming to the West Coast. I had tried to get them here last year, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
But let's get into that song that they did together. And this is, we talked about pizza. Let's get into Snack Time. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Some days Friendship good has expired. The music is a good place to start. If you came to party, we'll show you how. Come as you are, so we can all get down. The world is so divided, we got to unite. Good vibrations make it feel alright. If your ship is stuck in the ocean, and there's no light to show you the way, yeah, just listen up, I'll be your guide, and I'll lead you to shore. Just drop all the baggage, leave it all on the goddamn floor. No matter what happens, just know I got you.
Thank you.
Arcturbs. They were a highlight playing the Philly Conference. Was that the first time you saw Arcade Fire live?
Yeah. I was honestly blown away.
It was really, really fun. I've seen them at least once, maybe many times. I kind of forget sometimes. But I saw them at the Shrine when I thought everyone was like bouncing up and down, and I thought the Shrine was going to collapse. I was with Jamie Andrews at the time.
Yeah, it's creepy. Yeah, they were very good. It was also night one, so it was the first headlining band. So you're just like,
yeah. Each night, like 6 to 8 bands perform. So by day four is just a noontime concert.
Right.
You're just like, oh my gosh, I can't see another band anymore. Please stop playing. Yeah. Some people I know were flying back to LA and going to that big festival, just like heaven.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, this one woman was hilarious. I go, wow, you're really aggressive. I said, when I come back from this festival, I can't see any bands for like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, it's tough.
So Arcade Fire was fun. We had a really fun time with Orla Gartland.
She was great.
Joseph.
Also,
you know what?
Incredible.
We were supposed to play Joseph. Do I have that coming up? We might not have time.
Okay.
We'll see if we can get to it. But Joseph was really good. I'm waiting for, they're going to be coming out with some new music because they were three sisters. One of the sisters left the band, so now they're two.
Right.
Bob Mould was really, really fun.
Oh, my.
You love that because you're like a punk guy.
Yes. It was so cool seeing him.
How about the band Sparks? Sparks is an old-time LA band.
Yeah.
They have a documentary out that I heard is really good, but those guys are like almost 80 years old.
I think the one guy is turning, yeah. And the
he
other guy
is very funny. They put so much joy in your heart because they were just having a blast, and it's really so fun to see. I hope I'm doing stuff like that when I'm 80.
No kidding.
I need to start doing stuff like that now. By the way,
it was very inspirational and just like totally fun because they're just being themselves and, you know, minimal theatrics. But it was entertaining. I really enjoyed it.
It was really good. Okay, so during Friday on a Friday, Jason joins me every Friday in the 1 o'clock hour. Thank you, Jay Fry.
Yeah.
We like to tease next week's 88.5 album dive, and there is a brand new record from Blanchell, and we got to chat. Both of us got to chat with her. She came in for a SoCal sound session. The brand new album is If You Asked for a Picture. So next week, we're going to dig into this album, but we're going to tease it. We're going to play a track off this record.
Ooh.
I think a track that's never been played on this station just yet. A brand new song. So new music from Blanchell coming up as we get back to the music.
Faster.
Matt Pinfield's passion has always been there. It all started in his youth, bringing 7-inch vinyl records on the school bus, DJing in clubs up and down the Eastern Seaboard, sharing music with us on the nation's top radio stations, becoming a companion and a household name while hosting some of the most popular shows on MTV in its heyday. A tastemaker, an artist advocate, a friend, and a fighter. Stay tuned to learn more about the Matt Pinfield Show, right here and on the SoCal Sound app.
Thanks to our friends at Live Nation, the SoCal Sound has tickets to see Thievery Corporation at the Greek Theater on September 5th. Current members can find contest rules and enter to be eligible for a pair of tickets at thesocalsound.org. No purchase necessary. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Thievery Corporation, the Greek Theater, September 5th.
Support comes from Open University at California State University Northridge, offering flexible summer courses for the community. Session 1 and 2 begin May 27th, with options to take CSUN classes online or in person. No application required. Earn transferable credits, complete prerequisites for a master's program, or explore new topics. More at csun.edu/summer.
Thank you for listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound, your public music radio station. We play music that's hand-selected by local, passionate DJs and only break once an hour to recognize our sponsors. When you become a station sponsor or program underwriter, you help continue the mission to discover and share new and local artists in SoCal. As a business owner or individual, you can join us in building a stronger music community while building positive branding and awareness for your organization. Visit thesocalsound.org and click Become a Sponsor to learn more.
Hello, passengers. This is your captain speaking. Jet Into Work is a brand new radio show hosted by Jet. For more music in the morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet. Our early morning flight departs at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday, so be sure to wake up with Jet into work on Flight 885. And on behalf of the entire flight crew, thank you for flying SoCal Sound Airwaves.
Ever notice how the music sounds better on a Friday? That's because it's Friday on a Friday.
With Julie Slater and Jason Friday.
On the SoCal Sound.
Record is If You Asked for a Picture. It came out on May 2nd. We're going to do an album dive into that record, Jace.
All right.
All next week. And we're going to hear from Blondshell, a.k.a. Sabrina. We got to chit-chat, both of us, sat down talking to her. She's always so cool. You've actually been with me when we've interviewed her together a couple times.
Yeah, she's the best. So down-to-earth, fun, and obviously I always tell her that her voice is so pure.
It is very pure. She has a lot of love issues.
Yeah.
I'm worried that when she's like settled and falls in love, what's she going to write about? I'm joking around. I love her music.
Yeah.
So we're going to get into that. She's playing the Fonda on May 30th, but all next week we'll play that record and we'll hear from her about how the record came about, the recording and writing of it and all that fun stuff. So that's all next week, our 88.5 album dive, just after 12 noon. We love Adrian Lenker from Big Thief.
Yes.
She also does solo stuff. She came out with a live record called Live at Revolution Hall. It's kind of like an outtakes record, which is interesting. So I put together a little medley, by the way. Did you know Big Thief? Did we talk about this, that Big Thief is coming to the Hollywood Bowl? Big Thief puts on the greatest shows.
Oh,
it's September 27th, the Hollywood Bowl, Big Thief. But let's get into live Adrian Lenker. It's Friday on a Friday. 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.
Universe could be just pulled out from under you. Okay, it stopped recording.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. And anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
You can hear The Weekend Knocking.
Friday on a Friday with Julie Slater and Jason Friday
on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Well, it's Halloween again, and L.A. is a bore. Everybody's looking like they wish they'd stayed inside. Now we're watching Frankenstein, and their beds and on their phones. Not me, baby. Tonight I'm really living. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. Open up your window, 'cause I'm about to sail in. You can call for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. It's been a long time waiting, but I'm happy to be. I can smell you from a thousand yards. Fresh white linen felt like only yesterday. I was as weak as Woody Allen. Now I stand as proud and tall as the home you were born. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. So keep that window open. I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. But it's me, babe. It's really me. It's your boy. And I hope you can keep me sweet for me. 'Cause I woke up a hunger, midnight glory. I swear you won't feel a single thing until the year 2025.
Throw that one on whenever I can. Marlon Williams, Vampire Again.
I guess.
Who's that actor who's also a singer, songwriter? Before that, we had a bunch of live tracks. It was a little medley from Adrian Lenker live at Revolution Hall. We heard Ruined. She does a quick little I Will Always Love You version, and then Vampire Empire.
She's so good. I just love her to death.
Her singing is delicious.
Yeah, it really
some
is.
Might say.
Yeah.
Okay, we love Mount Joy. When I listen to Mount Joy, I think to myself, I'm not sure why I don't listen to them even more.
Right.
Because they're one of my favorite bands. They keep popping out new music. I had to do a little edit on this. There were some expletives. Oh my gosh, earlier today, I played an Arcade Fire song that I had to edit so hard. But I wanted to play it. It was the final track on their new record. So my editing skills, I'm really honing those
you
this week.
Are a...
If you need a Slater edits, please let me know.
The old-fashioned Slates edits.
I'm using a razor and tape. And I'm cutting tape, everybody. All right, so it's brand new Mount Joy. This sounds like a very serious song about someone who's no longer here. The song is called Lucy. We love Mount Joy. We love Fridays. It's 88.5.
It's the SoCal Sound.
Did you almost not remember how to say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
On fire, Lucy's gonna take this way to wild. And I'm dancing with an angel, and I'm crying. It's painful, 'cause the dream.
Best part about it is we're still in the fight, and I know this is the deep end, but we can still survive. But if we find out, don't have to struggle to try. The harder you thrash, the more likely we'll end up capsized. You think you made your way out of the deep, but there's a ripple effect. It's not over yet. You think you're stronger when you scream, but then you can't catch your breath. If you save yourself, don't feed the paranoia, that won't help. It's in your head and it's under your skin. I know that you can calm the storm in your nervous system. The worst part is watching how you push me away, and that I can't help you when you stir up your hurricanes. The good and the bad in us are like night and day. The noise that you make it drown, and know what you meant to say. You think you made your way out of the deep, but there's a ripple effect. It's not over yet. You think you're stronger when you scream, but then you can't catch your breath.
I try to save you now. You spin us out, you take us down. I say it's me, catastrophe, can't help you now. If I'm drowning, hold yourself, say you're okay. Say you're the one who keeps you safe.
That is Joseph live in studio here at the radio station when they were a threesome, a sister act, and that is Nervous System. We got to hang with two of the three sisters in Philly.
They are, oh gosh, just such genuine, sweet, loving souls.
Watching them perform is so, so amazing. And their harmonies, they still sounded great. I know they were a three-sister harmony act. One of them decided to kind of get out of it. I guess while we were in Philly, I think I'm getting this story right. The other sister who left the band is now a farming intern and was somewhere in Portland going to be planting like 10,000 or
45,000 onions
or something.
Yes.
Anyway, so the band is still going forward with the two sisters, and they're going to have some new music. They played some new songs. I think it's coming out any minute. I saw on Instagram the other day, they're like, we're putting out a new song, and we heard that new song. They were so sweet and kind, and they've been to the station. I'm looking forward to seeing them again.
Yeah.
So it'll be super fun. We're about to wrap up this beautiful program, Friday on a Friday. I'm Julie Slater.
I'm Jason Friday. It's already over?
What's on tap? Oh, Rival Tides has another show.
Hey.
This time in OC, right?
Yeah.
When's that happening?
Next Saturday.
Is it already next Saturday?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Is next Saturday Memorial Day weekend?
No.
No? Oh, is that the following?
Yeah.
It is.
No, no. It's there's two more.
Look.
Oh my gosh. Where are we? Who am I? What day
next
is
weekend,
it?
Memorial Day
what
weekend.
Year are we in?
So Rival Tides is playing where?
The Chain Reaction. The Chain is what they call it. Yeah.
On Saturday, the 24th.
Yep.
All right. Get your tickets.
Yeah,
I may or may
tickets.
Not be there. Yeah. We'll see.
Come on down. It's going to be fun.
All right, so we always tell you, the weekend is here. Take some time for yourself. Chill out. Reboot, as they say.
Yes.
There is a big show that we won't be going to this weekend, and it's a fun lineup. Cruel World at Brookside at the Rose Bowl is tomorrow. New Order, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, The Go-Go's, Devo, OMD, Garbage Madness, till Tuesday.
Wow.
Reuniting just for that show.
Are you sure we're not going?
No way. Festivals? No way. I'm still a little tapped out on the multi bands playing at once.
I know.
But if you're going to the show, enjoy. You've got much better weather than last weekend. It was brutal in Pasadena.
Oh, terrible.
Our very own Matt Blake was there taking shots of the Just Like Heaven Fest.
Oh.
And I think his skin was melting off pretty much.
I would say so.
All right. Well, Garbage is one of the acts, so I thought we'd play some Garbage. You guys have a great weekend. Until next time, my pretties. It's 88.5.
The SoCal Sound.